I was asking about those Martin Logans, just, you know, not so much because I saw any desire for them or anything like that, but they're just intriguing. But if there ever was a situation where I'd get them, it'd probably be one of them smaller pairs. And I just like to demo them just to hear them. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't have the space for them, you know. I'd have to have a bigger room than that. Are those considered an efficient speaker? Or where do they fall? Do they need a little juice?
They tend to need a lot of amplifier. And in particular, they need high current capability at high frequency because, if I recall, the impedance drops very low as you go up high. And so they tend to be current hungry up at the top end rather than the low end, which is the opposite of what you might, you know, which is what we're used to with a diaphragmatic speaker. And it can cause fatigue up there if you've got an amplifier that's not ready to deal with current demands on the high end. They don't tend to be tube amplifier friendly, a nice good solid state amp with lots of headroom. But they do have a certain realism to them that's hard to replicate on something that's dissimilar.